Welcome, welcome, welcome to the King Servant Blog Podcast. I am your host, NL Ross. That's two letters, NL. I like to keep it simple. Hard hats, steel toe boots. We're going to do a little construction today. I say clinically. I am a drug addict and an alcoholic. Biblically, I am not. My dad was an alcoholic. As a matter of fact, my dad got drunk one day after work, rode my 10-speed bike home, and didn't make it. Never made it back to the house that day. My dad was a mean drunk, an abusive drunk. You would think that would be enough to make me never want to drink. Unfortunately, since clinically I'm still an alcoholic, that didn't work out for me. So, if you have a drug problem or an alcohol problem, I'm not going to tell you what to do with yourself. But I do want to ask, how is that affecting the people around you? Like I said, my dad was a mean drunk. He liked to fight and tear things up when he got drunk. I know all people aren't like that. As a matter of fact, I have been both kinds of drunks. I have been an angry drunk, and I've also been a happy drunk. I decided to quit drinking because, well, I did something that I was ashamed of. I finally, I was ashamed of my drinking. So, well, we there now. All right, so one night, life was rough at this time. A lot of stuff going on. I was in the process of losing my kids. House I was living in, my family, everything. But anyway, so one night I got a little too drunk, I guess I would say, a lot too drunk. I ended up giving God some ultimatums and saying some very bad things. But what really hurt me the next morning was when I found the letter that I had written to God. In that letter, I said a lot of stupid stuff, but the fact that I actually wrote God a letter and used profane language against him, I guess that was enough for me. I quit drinking that day. That day was it for me. I do believe that before I read the letter, I do believe I took me a shot. You know, I was waking up, so. But after I read that letter, I decided not to drink anymore. My dad, on the other hand, what stopped him was death. My dad got drunk the day he ended up in the hospital in the wreck. And I don't want to see that happen to anybody else. Whether I know you or not, I don't want to see that happen. We got to find out what it is that's making us do the things that we do and find something else to do. It's okay. I'm not saying that drinking is bad. I am not saying that. I know that there are lots of people that have a beer or two after work. I know lots of people that, you know, drink wine at night. But I know a lot of people that absolutely have to have them two beers after work. They absolutely have to have it every day. And if they got more time to drink, they drink more and more and more and more. If that's okay with you, then really, that's okay with you. But what about the people around you? I have had and still have many alcoholics in my family. Many. Many drug addicts in my family. And I don't want my family, nobody else in my family, to quit drinking because they're dead. If you're gonna drink, and I know this is gonna sound crazy, but please do it responsibly. Please don't. Why would you? You know you got a family. Why would you drive and drink? Why would you do that? Why hurt your family? You get in a wreck. Police stop you. Yeah, you've been doing it for a long time. You've been drinking and driving for a long time. Nobody caught you yet. But what happens when they do and you lose that good job? You lose that car. What happens when the people that care about you can no longer care about you because they feel like you don't care about you? Drink the drink. Don't let the drink drink you. I quit drinking. You know, I should have asked Dream when I quit drinking. I know it's been some years now. Put a pin in it. I will find out. But anyway, and when I quit drinking, I was able to see things. I was able to see pain that I has caused. You know, I was a little carefree when I get drunk, so I'll already tell you how I really feel. So being a little alcoholic, inebriated, you know, I just get a little better at it, I guess. I don't know, but I want to say this. I like me now a lot better that I don't drink. And I'm not saying that you have to stop drinking. But I definitely want to say this. If drinking is drinking you, yeah, it's time to quit. It's time to stand up. It's time for the men to be men and the women to be women. Don't let those things take you away from what you say you want to do in your life and the people that love you. When I went through some AA meetings and some NA meetings and, you know, this and that and this and that, and they always say, you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for yourself. And although my plan didn't work completely, I didn't love myself enough to stop. I didn't care about myself enough to stop. But there were two people that I wanted in my life, and I loved them enough to stop. I loved them enough to want to change my life. So I'm not going to say that the only way to do it is you got to love yourself. Because sometimes we're in a place where it's hard to love ourselves. Sometimes, most of us, I truly believe that most of us, especially men, I don't believe we know how to love ourselves. I don't think we know how. But we got to look at what's important to us in our lives. We got to think about how far we could have gotten if we had quit drinking or at least slowed it down. If you need two bottles and six pack a night, that's too much. Cut that down. Invest that into your future. Invest that into your kids' future. Invest it into the house that you're living in. And if you want to just waste money, man, there's always somebody that needs a little help. You know, buy a bottle and give somebody else that money, the other bottle money. You know, and you men, the world needs you. Your kids need you. You need to wake up, look at what's going on around you. Anybody under the age of 15 right now, I believe they are headed for trouble. And not because of them, because of us, because of what we're doing. These kids need you. These kids, they need you. They don't know what's going on. It's getting to the point now that facts don't even matter. The lie, a lie and a truth can have a relationship now. And it works out. They need you. Man, it's time to stop. It's time to man up. It's time to quit talking about it and do it. I challenge you. I don't challenge you to quit. I challenge you to cut it down. No matter what it is. If you only drink two beers a week, I'm asking you to cut that down to one. Do something else. Spend some real time with the people that love you. Before you get mixed up in something and they have that pain. Even though my dad was an alcoholic, he died when I was 13 years old. I became the pseudo man of the house at 13 years old. Don't do that to your kids. Don't do that to your kids, especially your young men, especially the young girls. Don't do that to them. Show them what a man looks like, even if you can only do it part-time. I beg of you. And if you don't have the problem and you know somebody does, I beg of you, please help. That's how we make it. We gotta work together. Together, we can educate, motivate, and unite this divided land. Together. Don't let drugs and alcohol take everything away from you and you not fight for what you really want. You know you love her. You know you want to be where you're at. Step up. Step up. Be a man. Be a man. Quit losing a battle that you know you can win. I'll be back. Wait, before I be back. You want to talk to me? Contact me. My email address is thekingsservantblog@gmail.com. On Facebook, it's the King Servant Blog. On Instagram, I think I'm NL Ross. When I say together, I mean together. So I'm going to need some input and some praise reports. I'm hoping for a couple phone calls after this podcast of some men telling me that they're ready to quit, at least cut back. They're ready to go ahead and do what they were put on this earth to do. He's told me you was a king. You said that. You said that. You said you was a king. You said that you was the master of your destiny. You said it. Back it up.